Hello. I'm recording on my iPhone and I'm recording from across the room on the computer so that we can do a record test together. So, although this record device does indeed have a proper output, it's got RCA and headphone out. What I've had to do to get this thing to actually work reliably for me so I can use it and record from it is to plug in a Bluetooth transceiver to the RCA outputs of the record deck or turntable, whatever you want to call it. And then I'm recording at the other end via a DAB radio, which has a Bluetooth input. So it's laggy and it's not lossless, but it's very clean because these Bluetooth transceivers are meant to be that way. They're meant to be used for TV and broadcast and things. So they're quite decent. Of course, it's not lossless, but it'll do. So the reason I mentioned this at all is to ex just explain the method of recording I'm using. So I put the needle down at the beginning of the record so we can all hear together what this thing actually sounds like. It is a bit tinny coming back through, but it's not terrible. I'll let you guys be the judge. And here is the beginning of the record. So I've lifted the needle off. There is a bit of bass response there. It may not be perfect by any means, but there's some stuff coming through. It's better than the inbuilt speakers. There's not no bass, but there's not an awesome amount of bass either. So it's somewhere in the middle. And I haven't done anything to this. I haven't EQ'd it in Logic and cheated or anything like that, because that defeats the whole point. Let's try another song. And another one.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
So I'll try and get it to between songs so we can hear the noise of the record. Now, bear in mind, this is a second-hand record from the 80s. Don't know who had it before. It's not in terrible condition. It jumps occasionally, but it's not the worst I've heard by far. So I'm just going to try and play a little bit and see if we can land this anywhere decent. I got to go back a bit, don't I? A little bit more. Bit crunchy. So what I can tell you about this record player is that it's about between 40 and £50 on Amazon. So it's not expensive, but for what it is, it sounds reasonable enough to me. It's not going to win awards for fidelity by any means, but it's going to allow me to play music from vinyl, which I've personally not been able to do since I was a kid. So I'm really pleased with this as a gift, and I don't want that to sound ungrateful by any means, because it's really not. I think it's great for what it is. Just the way I have to have it means that it's far from anything, but that's okay. It's a belt-driven turntable. It's not direct drive, of course, not for this price. So stopping it and scratching with it is not possible. Bit of but it is fun. And it does also have a run out at the end, which I've just gone into. Managed to get the needle into the run out section, so it has a stopping point, which is great, because some of these cheaper ones don't. Go a bit further. Tonight I celebrate my love for you. Oh, crunchy at the end of the record there.